What to wear to a pandemic this time on Culture File, as our no longer locked down but not totally free roaming correspondent Jennifer Walsh considers what might constitute fashion in the post-COVID world.
Central to my lockdown TV watching over the last few weeks has been the reality makeup show Glow Up on BBC Three. On the show, 10 makeup artists complete a series of makeup challenges, competing for the chance at a professional contract. Shout out to James from Ireland, who made it all the way to the final. I was rooting for you, James. I am presuming Glow Up was shot in January of this year, because on one of the shoots, the makeup artists, or MUAs, as we Glow Up fans say, do makeup for an Attitude magazine fashion shoot, previewing summer fashion trends. Denim, tie-dye, metallics, animal print, floral. These are all tipped to be everywhere come summer 2020. Except they're not. Because the dominant clothing items being bought are masks and latex gloves. The clothes shops are beginning to open again here in London, and I look at the fashions in the windows, fashions which were designed and planned for months before the pandemic. I don't understand them, because they feel like they were planned back in a different reality. I've always been very interested in futurists, particularly in fashion, the trend spotters who identify fashion years in advance, the cool hunters who can predict what people will be wearing the summer after next. I'm a big fan of Dutch futurist Lee Edelcourt. One of the things I like most about Edelcourt is that she talks in the most concrete terms about how the future is going to feel, how the clothing we wear will feel on our skin, how the clothing will encourage us to walk, to move through the world. I listened to a podcast featuring Lee Edelcourt recently. The host asked her about her vision of the future, what fashion will look like after this pandemic. And the part that struck me the most was when she talked about how community would be so important, how we would all want to get together to party, to dance. She talked about how she envisioned knitwear becoming really popular, because during unstable times, people find comfort in craft and the tactility of something which is handmade. Edelcourt talked about how women would want to wear fringed dresses, floaty skirts adorned with feathers, and how wonderful it would be to dance together with other people in these clothes. I haven't been able to touch very much over the last few months, but nonetheless, the current moment has lots of tactile experiences that I'll never forget. The feeling of my virustatic defense shield mask, my germ snood against my skin. The feeling of my hands sweating inside rubber gloves. The feeling of the handle of the supermarket basket I've just wiped down. The feeling of my skin after applying hand sanitizer. But inspired by Edelcourt, I'm also starting to think about what the future might feel like. How the first hug I give my mother will feel, even if it's while wearing a mask and a boiler suit. How people's voices will feel as the sound waves hit my ear directly rather than over Skype. And how a cloak of feather boas will feel, whirling around me as I dance in the midst of a crowd.
Jennifer Walsh there with something like Nostalgie de la Peste. And don't forget, tomorrow evening on the Culture File Weekly, we'll hear, among other things, from novelist Kate Zambrano about the feral cat problem in Brooklyn and Maurice Gohan on her suggested amendments for both bingo and mass. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, Friday evenings at 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.